Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Ganav Mishal Aviv, if he steals from his father. Now, stealing from one's father in a way is a lot worse than stealing from anyone else. The simple reason is, it's much easier to steal from a father, unfortunately. You take the wallet out of the father's pocket when the father's not looking, it's like always available to him, if one does not have Yiras Shemayim. But V'ochel B'Shus Aviv, he steals from his father, buys the meat and wine, but eats it in the property of his father. So that limits him a little bit because he's always scared his father will come in and see him. We're not so scared it'll become so much of an addiction or a habit. Shalachayim, if he steals from others, the achal b'rishus achayim and eats in the rishus of others. So it's not so easy to steal from others. You have to wait till he's not looking. You have to wait till he leaves a window open or whatever it is that you can steal. So even though he's eating in the rishus of others, so on that end, it's more likely for him to keep eating and keep drinking because his father's not there to walk in on him, but it's not so easy for him to get a hold of the money. Now, the third case is where on both ends he's limited. Mishel Acherim, he has to steal from others to get a hold of the meat and the wine, and he always eats it v'achol b'rishus aviv, and he's eating it in the rishus of his father. It's hard to get a hold of the money, and when he eats, he has to always worry his father's going to come in. So in these three cases, einoy nasev in sayer emayer. Even though Lamaisa he stole money and he ate all of this meat and drank wine, but he doesn't become a ben sarah meira at until sheyignoiv. A, he steals the money mishel aviv from his father, so it's easy for him to steal. V'yoichel, and he eats the meat and drinks the wine, but it's just a chedim in another's rishus where he's not scared of his father. These two things together, where it's easy for him to get a hold of the money and he can eat all he wants without being scared. Here, we're concerned it'll lead to him becoming a ben sarah meira. If he's so used to eating and drinking and he won't get it, he's going to start stealing from people. And when people will defend themselves, he could start killing, chas v'shalom. Rabbi Yossi, says he adds another tanya of the Tanakhama. He says even if he steals money from his father and eats in someone else's rishus, he does not become a ben sarah meira at sheyignov mishel aviv imishel imoy. Until he steals both from his father and from his mother. Now, it's complicated, because how does he steal from his mother? Whatever his mother has belongs to his father also. And the answer is, it would have to be in such a case where someone gave money to his mother on the condition that the husband has no rishus to use that money. That's the only time the money would be hers. And the son would have to steal both from the father and from such money from the mother. If not, he's not a ben sarah meira. But the Batanura says that the halach is not like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, he steals from his father and eats in the rishus of his father. So that limits him, that he's in the rishus of his father. Tati can walk in any moment. Steals from others and eats in others' rishus. So stealing from others means it's not always possible. Steals from others and eats in the rishus of his father. So A, it's hard to get the money, and B, where he's eating, his father could walk in on him. In all these three cases, he does not become a ben sarah meira until he steals from his father and eats the meat and drinks the wine in someone else's rishos. So Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says he has to steal from both his father and his mother, but the halach is not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda.